look at the lighter side of life, your time off. Taking a trip, solo or with family, is often a greatly anticipated part of summer. For many people, though, it's just not possible every year. That's no problem if you happen to live in one of the nation's best cities for a staycation. And on this year's Wallet Hub list, Honolulu checks in at number 10. Wallet Hub spokesperson Jill Gonzalez joins us now. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back.
Nice to talk to you again. Now, it's probably not a big surprise that spots 1, 2, and 3 are occupied by Florida locations, Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa. I mean, lots of good and fun stuff to do there. But beyond good and fun stuff in the way that we might think about those places, what else went into figuring out who had the best cities for the staycation?
Pretty much everything under the sun here. I mean, we looked at 28 different metrics across 150 of the largest U.S. cities, and those metrics fell into three distinct categories. So recreation is one, everything from public golf courses to swimming pools to tennis courts and baseball diamonds. We then looked at food and entertainment, so not only the number of nightlife options available or cultural centers, but also, you know, how much is admission to them. How many 4.5-star restaurants are actually affordable within a city? And then finally, rest and relaxation. So everything from beaches to the cost of a hotel room.
How about fun stuff for families with kids?
Yeah, absolutely. So that would fall into both recreation and entertainment categories, everything from zoos, museums, attraction, and amusement parks, where, as you said, Florida really did come up number one here.
There were some interesting, you know, subsets to some of that, looking at most beer gardens per capita or most ice cream and frozen yogurt shops per capita. That's pretty important to some people.
Yeah, I mean, think about a staycation and doing things that, you know, are kind of key to summer. So whether you want an iced coffee or frozen yogurt, ice cream shop, I mean, some cities are decked out with them, and some really have very few. So if that's something that you know your kids are going to be looking for, then we looked at that. The same can be said for beer gardens. If your idea of getting a true vacation off is sitting outside and drinking some beer, we have the cities for you as well.
Looking at the map of the United States and the places that seem to have a lot of stuff going on, there just seems to be this big hole across the plains. Why?
Well, we're seeing that a lot of places either don't have the spas or museums, the nightlife options here, or they do, but they come at such a premium that it really doesn't make it worthwhile to even try to stay there.
So when we're looking at some of those states, it's not just because there's a great deal of expanse and you have to travel very far to get to some place, it's just simply they aren't there?
Exactly. They aren't there, or because there are such little supply to kind of go around, that's when they can actually charge a higher price for some of those things.
Okay, so let's talk about our favorite city on this list, Honolulu. What made Honolulu come in at number 10 as opposed to something that might have been higher?
Sure. So Honolulu, first of all, it makes sense for a staycation because it's hard to get there and it's hard to leave from there. At least it's very expensive to do so. So you might as well stay there. It ranked number one in terms of hiking trails, also very high, obviously, in terms of beaches and relaxing spas and all of that, shopping centers, boat tours, and water sports. I think the only reason why it didn't rank as highly is that it is a little bit more expensive than a lot of other cities on the list.
How much more expensive compared to the other cities you looked at?
Well, I mean, when we're talking about going to an affordable restaurant or even getting a hotel, say if you are kind of staying by Honolulu or in Honolulu and you're coming from more of the suburbs around it, then that hotel room is going to cost you a little bit more.
But you can certainly be out there in a coffee or tea shop because we came in number 5 for that one.
That's right. Plenty of coffee and tea to go around, so you will at least be hydrated.
And as far as beaches and spas, I mean, even for spas, we came in 2nd.
Yeah, that's another thing. The spas there just are a little bit more expensive than they would be in most other cities.
But some people might be surprised at the number of spas. I mean, we have, you know, little day spas, and a lot of salons have their own spas. But when you talk about a spa, you mean a full-service spa.
Yeah, we're talking about full-service spas. They can be day spas as long as they offer, you know, massages and things like that, a little bit more than just a haircut, you know, get in and get out. But, yeah, Honolulu had number one. It was only tied with Vegas in terms of the number of wellness and spa centers.
So as you look at this whole idea of a staycation, and there have been a lot of people who, since the recession, have been looking at that as being the only way they can have a vacation, what are some of the psychological differences of being able to enjoy your own city versus enjoying somebody else's city?
I think that's one thing that consumers don't realize now. I mean, finding out these little gems and kind of trinkets in your own backyard really is a whole new way to experience it, no matter how long you've lived there, or if you have some family members that haven't seen as much. You know, that's always a great way to kind of get out. And if you have been planning on moving or, you know, planning on seeing another area nearby where you live, this is kind of like a great trial run. You know, have a little staycation, maybe Airbnb it or go to a bed and breakfast. Stay there for a few days and see what it would be like to live in a different neighborhood.
For a lot of us, we never really get out and see a lot of the attractions that are in Hawaii or even just move, you know, well beyond our own neighborhoods unless we have people come visit. And that the idea that you don't really know your area very well seems to be a good reason for getting out and about. Any sense of how many people now take a staycation versus what it used to be as just sort of, well, gee, too bad you couldn't go someplace else, but actually people who say now they like to stay at home?
Yeah, so of the people taking a vacation this year, about two-thirds of them are planning to stay local this year. So they can definitely rack up those vacation days, but they still can't necessarily or don't really want to spend the money on some airfare. They aren't inclined to driving for miles and miles and miles. So staycation is actually pretty popular now.
Well, we don't have miles and miles that we can drive, but we certainly hear you when it's a matter of getting on a plane to go anyplace else, including to a neighbor island. Thanks so much for joining us.
Of course. Happy travels.
You too. Good to talk to you again. Jill Gonzalez is the spokesperson for Wallet Hub. Her take on consumer finance issues has been featured in the New York Times, the Washington Post, and Kiplinger. If you're planning a staycation this year, we want to know. Give us a call at 808-792-8217.